Psalm 111 can be found on page 562 in the Old Testament section of your pew Bibles if you would like to read along. It is a psalm of praise for God's wonderful works. I will praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart in the company of the upright in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them. Full of honor and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has gained renown by his wonderful deeds. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him. He is ever mindful of his covenant. He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. The work of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness. God sent redemption to his people. He's commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is God's name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. God's praise endures forever. And from Paul's letter to the church in Thessalonica, the fifth chapter, found on page 205 in the New Testament section. You probably will need that page number if you want to read along. It's a little book, so it's easy to skip over. Paul writes, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise the words of the prophets, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely. And may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do this." This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, open to us this day your word. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of all hearts here, be acceptable in your sight, you who are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So before I get started on the sermon, it occurred to me that one announcement that's in the bulletin is wrong, and I didn't put it together until this morning. It says we're having Bible study this Wednesday, and those of you who do Wednesday Bible study are welcome to gather to discuss that passage. I will be with my family in Palm Desert, so you will be meeting on your own. So, no official Bible study on Wednesday is the announcement. Give thanks in all circumstances, Paul urges. Really? Give thanks in all circumstances. Give thanks when you lose your job. Give thanks when you fail a test. Give thanks when you are a UCLA fan. Give thanks when the doctor calls to say that the biopsy is positive. Give thanks when you learn that your child's marriage is breaking up. Give thanks for the horror of mass shootings, earthquakes, and hurricanes. What does it mean to give thanks in all circumstances? And was Paul really serious when he wrote this? Actually, I suspect he was. In fact, I think he may have meant exactly what he said. Give thanks in all circumstances. As Alan pointed out in Bible study this last Wednesday, he writes, give thanks in all circumstances, not for all circumstances. After all, there are a lot of circumstances that are hurtful, damaging, even evil. And we cannot and should not give thanks for those things. In fact, we should fight against them. We should seek to protect others from experiencing them. But even in the midst of the most difficult of times, Paul reminds us that one of the best ways to meet these circumstances and not be defeated by them is to keep them in perspective. They're not the whole story. There's always something to give thanks for. And there is no place that is completely bereft of God and God's blessings. Back in 1929, a group of ministers in the Northeast, all graduates of Boston School of Theology, gathered to discuss how they were going to conduct their Thanksgiving Sunday services that year. Things were about as bad as they could get. There was no sign of relief on the horizon. Bread lines were depressingly long. The stock market had plummeted. The term Great Depression seemed an apt description for not only the economy, but the mood of the country. The ministers wondered if they should only lightly touch on the subject of Thanksgiving in the face of all of this human misery all about them. After all, there seemed to be so little to be thankful for that year. But it was Dr. William Steiger, pastor of a large congregation in the city, that rallied the group. This was not the time, he suggested, to give mere passing mention of Thanksgiving, just the opposite. This was the time for the nation to get matters in perspective, to thank God for the blessings always present, but not as obvious, due to the intense hardships they were facing. It was times like this that counting our blessings is particularly critical, but it's not an easy process. A number of years ago, I was going through a difficult time with my congregation in Colorado. Money was really tight for the congregation. We were having to make some really hard choices about what we could and couldn't do. As a leader, I was sure, I wasn't sure actually exactly what we should do. And I felt like I was failing them. I knew that these challenges were not the end of the world or even the end of this congregation, but they were getting me down. It was during this time that I was introduced to a practice that I shared a couple of weeks ago with the spiritual practice group after worship, and just kind of touched on with the youth. Since it's sometimes difficult to recall our blessings, much less give thanks for them in the midst of tough times, when feeling worried or depressed or lost, you could use the alphabet to get started. And if you don't have beads, you can just start with the letter A and think of everything that you can think of that starts with the letter A that you can be thankful for. You know, apples, Abbott, adventures. And then you can move on to B and C. And the point is that when you start thinking about the things that are going right, and you keep doing that, eventually it shifts the way you see your life and your circumstances. It doesn't erase the troubles, but it may begin to give thanks even in the midst of them. My spiritual director, who suggested this exercise, was not the first one to think of this idea. The ancient Hebrews understood and practiced it as well. Many Psalms were written as an acrostic, the subtlety that's lost in our English translation. The psalm that I just read is one of those. It begins with a new letter of the Hebrew alphabet, one after another, Aleph to Tev, R-A to Z, not skipping a letter. Remembering the blessings, A to Z, and giving thanks to God for them. This week, I've been asking groups of you what you're thankful for this year. We've talked about it in Bible study. I've had random conversations with some of you. It was a question on the church's Facebook page. And as I've reflected on the list that has emerged, and as I have considered the life and ministry of this congregation, I thought I'd share with you today an A to Z of thanksgiving for Anaheim First Presbyterian Church. And so, following the example of the Hebrews and the instruction of Paul, we will thank our way through the alphabet. A, Well, obviously, we have to give thanks for Anaheim First Presbyterian Church. Where else would we start? A lot of gratitude centers around this congregation. We are thankful to be part of this community, and we are thankful for the renewed sense of life and energy that we are experiencing. B, basics. The basics of life that we take for granted, especially as we watch the news of Puerto Rico, where so many people still have no electricity or water. We are grateful for electricity that comes to us with a flip of a switch, clean water that is available with the turn of a tap, the convenience of grocery stores with the abundance of choice, and the resources we have to buy what we need. C, for creatures great and small, dogs were on your list. So were other pets. And our blessing of the animals service from this year. It is amazing the joy and comfort we receive by sharing our life with our four-legged friends. The warmth of a cat curled up in your lap is, and the absolute ecstatic joy of your dog when you walk in the house are certainly reasons to give thanks. D, the depth and breadth of God's love for us. This was a Thanksgiving that came in so many different forms. No matter how hard we try, no matter how long we live this life of faith, God's love is always deeper and broader and more abundant than we can ever fully comprehend. And for that, we give thanks. As one of you put it, I am thankful for God's love first and foremost, and that I am redeemed by my Savior. Extended families, related or not. Many of us have extended families that will be gathering around the table this week. We also have the gift of being part of the body of Christ, and more specifically, Los Ranchos Presbytery and the Presbyterian Church USA. Friends, people who have become like family to us, and for at least one of you, gratitude for the way friends supported her during this difficult year. A similar vein, a number of people expressed gratitude for first responders, another thing to be thankful for that begins with F. A generational faith. One of you gave thanks for seeing their faith commitment being lived out in her son's lives and now being passed on to her grandchildren. Speaking of which, in general, our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren are high on our list of things for which we give thanks. Home. For one, it's owning their first home. For many of us, we have been reminded of the blessings of our home as we have watched the devastation of hurricane and wildfire. This blessing also makes us mindful of our homeless neighbors and the opportunity we have to engage in conversation and action to seek solution for this human crisis in our midst. Improving health and good health. Gratitude for good medical care, for immunotherapy, for successful surgeries, for restored health and hope found in cutting-edge treatments. And J, jobs. For new, amazing jobs for a couple of you, for the promise of impending retirement for a few others of you. K, keep on keeping on. The commitment of this congregation to continue to serve and worship and offer the love of Christ in season and out since 1870. We may be smaller in number than we have been at times in our history, but we are large in heart and strong in our determination. L goes along with the previous one, the legacy of this congregation. This came mostly from the Facebook posts because those are people who have connections to this congregation but have moved away or have found other church homes over the years. They're thankful for the foundation of faith that they received here, for lifelong friendships that were forged often in the children's choir led by Rachel and then later Kathy, And we are thankful for the lives of members who have passed into life eternal this last year. Their influence continues in our hearts and in our ministry. Music. How could this congregation have a list of thanksgivings that didn't include music? We love our choir. We love the instrumental offerings and how they draw us into God's presence week in and week out. In new members, new lives like Miss Breeze to join us, whom we baptize today, regular visitors, people who drop in for a Sunday or two, we're thankful for the opportunity of welcoming newcomers into our community. Oh, online connections. We're thankful for the way that our church's Facebook page and Instagram help keep us connected with people who can't be here every Sunday. We're thankful for the beautiful and informative e-blast that Leah puts together every week. Our webpage is now mobile-friendly, and as of this month, we can receive online donations. On a personal level, I'm thankful for the way that FaceTime and WhatsApp and Snapchat have allowed me to stay connected with my daughter as she has been living in Europe since June. It is a rare day that I do not have real-time communication with my daughter, and isn't that a blessing? Property partners, Orange County Congregations Community Organization, the Presbytery of Los Ranchos, Morningside Kenyon Congregation, Frontier School. Not only does their rent allow us to maintain this huge and aging property, they extend our ministry in ways that we could never accomplish on our own. Q is a quality staff. Leah, Abbott, David and Carol, Saray and Tina in the nursery, Carol Lee with our weddings, our choir interns, those are all the paid staff. They are amazing and they regularly go above and beyond and are a gift to our ministry here. Some of you gave thanks for my presence as your pastor, and I'm humbled and thankful for that. And then there's our unpaid staff. Alan, who serves as our head usher every single Sunday. Our Tuesday stewards, fewer in number, but still as faithful, Jim and Cliff. Kathy Shamp, who spends every Tuesday tracking our donations and paying our bills. And nearly pulling her hair out most weeks over computer programs. Dale Ramont and his weekly offering of fresh coffee, our dedicated session, I could keep going. Our rest. With all that has to be done each day, with all the challenges that we face, a bunch of us just give thanks for a good night's sleep or a power nap. Spouses, a sweet husband, a wonderful husband, the unexpected blessing of love and marriage after the death of a beloved wife. T is for talents and the opportunity we have to use them. You are the unexpected blessings of life. Help from a source that we least expect. Hope that lifts our spirits when all seems lost. Joy that just kind of bubbles up. V is for vertical. Sometimes that is the best that we can offer. We're thankful to just still be standing. For many of us, it has been a tough year. Politically, personally, and quite honestly, we're just thankful to have survived it. Grateful that the year is almost over. Walking for W. One story that I heard is a lovely one of how taking a daily walk had connected one of our members to neighbors in very casual ways, but that has come back to be a blessing during some recent health challenges where those neighbors that had seemed like they were casual acquaintances have been bringing meals and doing grocery shopping and supporting her in so many ways. I'm also thankful for how walking has helped one of our members bring down his blood sugar numbers from a recent diagnosis of diabetes to being healthy blood numbers. X. You never can come up with an X, you know. I am thankful for x-rays, but honestly, that's so, but extending ourselves. Ashes to go. Easter butterflies on Center Street Promenade. Teaching neighborhood boys how to play croquet. Making lunch for the homeless a few weeks ago. Getting out beyond these walls and seeking to join Christ in what he is doing in our neighborhood and our world. Why? You. I am personally thankful for all of you, for the privilege of sharing ministry with you, for the caring of your hearts, for the gifts you offer so generously to the work of our congregation, for the honor of being allowed a front row seat to your faith and life, for your unwavering support. And Z, zillions of opportunities. There is no end to the possibility of what God can and will do in and through us, just as there is no end to what we can be thankful for. These are just some of the things for which we give thanks this Thanksgiving. But now that we've gotten started, go from this place thinking about what you would add. What are the blessings that help keep things in perspective for you? What is God seeking to do in and through you in order to bless others? Can't think of anything? Well, start all over with A and keep going until you find your answer. For one thing is certain. Whatever the answer, there is one thing upon which we can count. A to Z. In good times and bads, in season and out, we can and should give thanks to God in all circumstances. Thanks be to God. Amen.